What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hillions of Wrestling podcast. Happy Monday. And it's definitely a happy Monday for me because I am not at work. I'm actually on vacation. I'm actually doing this in front of a live studio audience today. And live studio audience, I mean just my mother. My mother is sitting on the couch over there just playing on her phone and stuff. So she's looking at me now like, why? Yeah, I am actually doing this because there's a lot of stuff that happened over the last, probably over the weekend. A lot of wrestling news happened and stuff. And thought I'd jump on here and talk about what's going on in wrestling. We got a tournament coming up in WWE because they had no other reason. They said they saw the G1, how good the G1 climax is going right now. And they're like, Vince probably went to Triple H, say, hey, can you tell me a little bit about this G1 climax tournament? And and Triple H, Paul goes to him and says, yeah, it's this tournament. He's like, I'll give him a tournament. I'll give him the King of the Ring tournament. So we got that coming up here. We had a couple returns last week. We have probably the best story promo on the indies going right now in Shawn Spears and Cody Rhodes. AEW just announced also two new shows that are going to be showing up here in October on TNT. We also have NXT, where I'm going to start, and we're going to talk about this right now. NXT is going to the USA Network. That's the rumor right now. It's not been any official words or anything right now, but there's been a rumor that they're going to be going to USA starting September 18th. And then there are going to be a two-hour show live on Wednesday to compete with AEW. It's kind of funny how they weren't going to wait until October to do that. They weren't going to wait until, hey, they want to get their established out there first, to get the crowd, get everybody to know, hey, we're out here right now. And then AEW is going to come in and try to compete with them also there. So that's why I think that they jumped the gun and they're going to have NXT going on Wednesday on USA 2 hours. People are asking me how I feel about it. I like the format right now of NXT. There's stuff I like and there's stuff I don't like. I don't like the fact that it's all pre-recorded. I like it live because I already know what happened this coming taping. So I already saw it. I read spoilers. I let it go. I read spoilers. So I already know what's happening on the next set of tapings for NXT. Like, I know what's going on there. So this is going to be kind of cool that we're going to see it live and everybody's going to see everything happening right then and there. Excuse me. Who goes down to the beach and gets sick, by the way, also? Only me. I would be the only one to go down to the beach and get a cold. It's not a bad one, but yeah, I'd be the only one to go down to the beach and catch a little cold. Who does that? But anyway. It's really hot down here also. Like, first 2 days we were down here, it was just like scorching hot. Got some nice days so far, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, I sidetrack, I digress, like we do on every podcast. Going back to the NXT stuff, I don't know how I feel about them going to 2 hours. I get it, 2 hours is going to be really good. Maybe it's going to... The only way to 2 hours would be good if, in fact, they are going to put all their wrestlers on the show. If they're going to build more talent and show more characters in that 2 hours... That'd be awesome. That's fine. But if it's going to be a bunch of recaps of other stuff going on, it's going to be the same model. And it's not going to be as good. It's going to be watered down. That's why I'm afraid of them going to 2 hours. The 1 hour is perfect. We got the storylines we needed. And it was boom, boom, boom. We got a couple matches. And there it is. It was perfect. Everything worked out to a T. Very, very perfect there. I need a drink of water here. Yeah, with that being said, it's like if you don't know where they're going to go with that whole 2 hours. Is it going to be introducing new wrestlers? Is it going to be showing more of the product, that in nature? But if that's the case, that'd be a great building block. That not only can they show that they can do down on NXT, maybe it'll help out the main roster also as well. Which would be really good if they would help out and do it that way. But who knows? But yeah, but the rumor is right now September 18th will be the kickoff for NXT. Will be the kickoff for NXT going live on USA Network. Now, it kind of, also was the fact that there was rumors that saying it was going to be on Fox Sports 1. Which has been kind of cool. I know they're trying to... I know that there's been also rumors they're trying to get together a like a studio show, kind of like First Take or their show with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. They're trying to get a show like that going, maybe. Them trying to get another product on there, that would be kind of cool to see. I would have rather had this... do it live on a network, but I mean, I get it. You want to have more viewers and you want to have more people to watch it. Not everybody's going to have the network. Now more people are going to get a chance to see NXT. Since if this does go through, it's supposed to be an announcement today. It might already happen as we're doing this podcast right now. They might have it already announced already that it's going to be on USA.
I can actually look right now, see if we got anything. I'm actually on the WWE website now. See if we got anything. King of the Ring tournament. No, nothing yet. Nothing yet at all.
Nothing yet at all. But yeah. But that's the word on the street right now. NXT is going to be going 2 hours live on Wednesdays, starting September 18th. That's what the rumor on the street is right now. So we'll see where that goes. See if it even goes through. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff they pulled a plug on and stuff, but we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens there. We also had a couple big returns last week. We had a big return last week. I think there was only... Was there two? No, there was only one. There was only one return. The Boss comes back next. The Boss, Sasha Banks, comes back last Monday. And she is, I guess, a heel. We'll find out tonight when she's on the King's Court on Raw tonight. We'll find out there. But, yeah, she came back. It was kind of weird at first because when she came out, she had her purple hair. And it was kind of longer. So I was like, that's a wig. And I was kind of thinking, because she did dye her hair like kind of like the Dirty Blonde there. Like a Dirty Blonde type. So I was like, oh, maybe she's going to go to Dirty. Maybe she'll take the wig off and the Dirty Blondeness is going to be there. No. It's actually blue. It's actually blue. I don't know how I feel about it. But, yeah. I'd rather, if she would have kept her natural hair color and went back to full Boss. NXT Boss. Brown hair Boss. Like the crowd chanting, Sasha's ratchet. No, she's not. NXT days. I would get 100% behind that. But we'll see where this goes. It's probably going to be her and Becky at Clash of Champions. I always want to say Night of Champions, but they're not using that. I don't know why. They should bring back Night of Champions. Like, they should bring back Night of Champions. Like, they should bring that back once a week. Like, once a month, Night of Champions. Instead of doing pay-per-views, that's what they should do. Have Night of Champions, like, one night. And they should also then have Saturday Night Main Event on months you have don't have a pay-per-view. Do it that way. Instead of running, like, a pay-per-view every month. Do something different. Do something different. Do something different. but, yeah, we'll see what happens there. We're probably going to get Becky versus Sasha at Clash of Champions. This should be a really good match. And the question is, what are they going to do with, on the other end, Bayley? What are they going to do on the other end with Bayley? I had a very kind of cool idea that Bayley can do, and then they can also introduce a new female wrestler. Bayley's been going on Twitter challenging different NXT stars to matches. Wouldn't it be cool if Bayley went down there, kind of have like Shayna Baszler say, you know what, I've beaten everybody up on down this roster. I'm done. I don't have anything else to do. And she's like, I'm taking vacation right now. Kind of like how Asuka kind of did. Kind of like in her run when she was like undefeated down there. She's like, I'm just going on breaks. I beat everybody. Sasha. And then Baszler does that. Bailey then shows up the next week and says, hey, since your champ doesn't want to be here, I have nothing to do. I'll do open challenges left and right. You can come up to SmackDown, open challenge me, and this way and that and the fourth. Build that up a little bit. Maybe let her have a match with one of the NXT people at Clash of Champions. Let her have a match there. Build that up, and then Shayna comes back and says, who do you think you are coming in my place? She shows up on SmackDown, answers one of Bayley's challenges, and they have a match at Hell in a Cell. And this is the way you can get the belt off of Shayna Baszler, because she beats Bayley. You put the belt on Shayna Baszler, and then this way you can then bring in the Mae Young Classic. I know they have not brought in the Mae Young Classic yet, and this is a way they can just do it between their brand. Kind of like the Dusty Rhodes Classic, how they have the Dusty Rhodes Classic sometimes aside the number one contender or the tag team champs. They can do it this way. They can have a Mae Young Classic. 16 of the NXT superstars challenge in this tournament, and the winner becomes the finals, happens at Evolutions, or happens at their next TakeOver event. And then you can then have a new champion crown that way. And you can put the title on whoever you want to put it on next. Baszler's up on the main roster now. If you want Shafir and Duke up there with her, being her lackeys or hench people, you have Baszler. She'll have her people there. And then this way slow burns it into Ronda comes back. And then you can start getting that horse in this match, which I think that could be the match at WrestleMania next year. They can just have that match at WrestleMania. Do it that way there. But just my word of thought there for Bayley to have like a something going for Bayley there. We'll see where they go with that there. excuse me. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about some AEW. We haven't talked about AEW in a while. A week from this Saturday will be All Out, which I will be in attendance. I'm very excited, in Chicago. So we got a week from this Saturday for that. Been watching a little bit of the Road to All Out. A lot of good video promos and packages are doing there. They have one with Moxley and Omega. Moxley basically saying, I have to prove this. So they have that. The Sean Spears stuff with Cody Rhodes has been so good. It's been... Got a little cut off there. I do apologize there. As I was saying, Sean Spears and Cody Rhodes have had probably the best so far. A little back and forth there going there. And we always talk about people leaving WWE and how it could benefit them. Ty Dillinger, Sean Spears, has benefited the most from doing that. By going and doing what he's doing right now. And now he's with Tully Blanchard, and just the storyline they're building with that match. Him, Moxley, it's good. It's good for those guys to get out that are not going to get the rub that they're getting. We're going to get in WWE. And I'll use another person, Tessa Blanchard. If she would have stayed in WWE, took the contract, I think she would have just been another Peraza. She would have been like one of those girls down there. She might not even be on the main roster right now. But instead, she took the other route, made a name for herself. Now she's going to be a hot name when her contract ends at the end of the year. Once her contract's done, her name's going to be, she's going to be a big commodity. And now WWE's going to probably want to sign her. That's what I'm saying. Like, people like Dolph Ziggler can go out into the Indies. He can go into New Japan. I don't think anybody wants to go to Ring of Honor right now. You have Dolph Ziggler going to New Japan. Or you have like a Chad Gable. excuse me. Going to Impact. Yeah, I did say that. Things of that nature. Having that happen. And you have those people make names for themselves. Look at Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, another example. Was just there in WWE. Goes out on the indies, makes a name for himself, comes back. We thought he was going to be a big star. We thought they were going to use him more. But no, they don't do that. They don't do that at all. they just say, you know what? We don't need him. We do not need to use him right now, so we're not going to use him. So it's like, maybe Juice should have stayed on Indies, maybe. But nah, he did everything he needed to do. He should, with where he's at right now, should be where he's at. It's time to put him in a title match, whether it be with Steph or Kofi. Only time will tell with that. Yeah, but anyway, going back to the whole Sean Spears and Cody, it's going to be a really good match all out. It should be a really good, fun, hard-hitting match. One of the matches I'm looking forward to. I mean, the card right now looks pretty good right now. You're going to have the tag teams, Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks. You're going to have Cody and Sean Spears, Omega and Moxley, Jericho and Hangman, the Women's Battle Royale. So you're probably going to have a couple other matches. I think they're going to have a couple matches for the tag team tournament. So it should be good. It should be good. They also announced, AEW also did announce their next two shows where they're going to be. I'm really excited because they announced the first one's going to be in Pittsburgh October 23rd at the Pete, at the Peterson Event Center. I've never seen a wrestling show at the Peterson Event Center. I've never been to the Peterson Event Center. I'm probably going to lose my pick card because I've never been to Peterson. No, that's a correction. I've been to the Peterson Event Center. I totally forgot. I went to a T.I. concert there. Yeah. Yeah. It was like the Summer Jam. Them Summer Jams were really fun back in the day, by the way. Those concerts were super fun. But, excuse me. AEW is going to be at the Pete, and then they're going to be in Charleston, West Virginia, the following week. So, thinking about going, tickets on sale for both, I think, are this Friday. So, I'm going to see what's up, see if we can get going, see if we can go to that. That'd be really fun. It'd be fun and fun and exciting to go to that. Not a bad seat in the Pete, also. Spend the Wednesday night in the Oakland Zoo. Never nothing wrong with that. It's going to be a fun weekend. I might try to see if I can take off a couple of days from here and there. See if I can take off a day from, take off that Wednesday, take off that Thursday, and see how we can go from that and see what we can do with there. Take off that Thursday, Friday, because Pitt Miami's Saturday. So we'll see. We will definitely see. But yeah, I'm real excited. I know Britt Baker's probably excited also. That she's going to be in front of her family and friends in Pittsburgh for the AEW show on TNT. So, WWE, going back to WWE to close out this, not a long podcast, just wanted to come in and talk a little bit about this. And now, many people know me by now. I'm a big mark for, The Rock got married. There's me going off sidetrack. Yeah, The Rock and his girlfriend got married in Hawaii. Congrats. Mazel. I love tournaments. I am a big mark on wrestling tournaments. That's why I was a big fan of the G1. I got to watch a little bit of G1. If you gotta go back and watch Kota Ibushi and Okada. That match was ridiculous. You gotta go back and watch that. That was gold. Really good. Really, really good. Spoiler alert, if you have not watched G1 Climax Tournament yet, if not watched it all or anything yet, Kota Ibushi did win, finally. I think he became the first person ever to win the G1 and the Super Juniors. So that's really awesome for him. And I guess it'll be him versus Okada at Wrestle Kingdom, which that's going to be another really good match there. Bringing it back in here. So WWE is going to do the King of the Ring tournament. It starts tonight. 8 wrestlers from Raw, 8 wrestlers from SmackDown, 16 total. It's going to be a tournament going the whole way. The semifinals will be the week before Night of Class Champions. He'll be going to Night of Champions again. Will be the night before, the week before Class Champions. And then the finals will be at Class Champions. The semifinals are going to be in their 2 shows in Madison Square Garden. So they're probably going to do I got the bracket up here. I want to take a look at it right now. They're probably going to do... Yeah. They got Raw side and they got SmackDown side. That's what I figured they would do. That's what I figured they would do. So they'll probably have the Raw semifinals. Probably be the main event on their New York show. Which they should. And then the SmackDown one be the main event on their SmackDown, on their, the main event on the Raw and main event on SmackDown shows in their shows in Madison Square Garden. Because they're going back to the Garden. They had to. They had to go back to the Garden. They're not going to let some indie shows go and sell the Garden out. So they have to go back to the Garden. All right. So the people we got in this, for Raw, we got Baron Corbin, The Miz, Sami Zayn, Cedric Alexander, which, by the way, hats off to Cedric Alexander and Buddy Murphy, who's also in this tournament, had two awesome matches last week on Raw and SmackDown. Cedric Alexander made Drew McIntyre look like the monster he did. He made him look like the monster that he could be. But, man, Cedric Alexander selling stuff. I'm telling you, that Claymore looked vicious. And Cedric sold it so well. Cedric hit that Spanish fly at the top rope on Drew McIntyre. Jeez. So good. And then Buddy Murphy with Roman Reigns. That was probably Roman Reigns' best wrestling match. I had to go back and look and figure out when's the last time Roman Reigns had a match like that. It was probably the match he had with John Cena at No Mercy. And that was 2 years ago. Almost 2 years ago. 2017. That's the last time Roman Reigns had a match that quality. It was probably one of the best matches on SmackDown this year. It was really good. It was a really good match. And but it showed how good both of those guys in the ring. Cedric Alexander, Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy, when Roman hit the spear, man, made again, it looked vicious. It just looked so vicious there. You're just like, holy shit. So, that would be kind of cool if both of these guys were in the finals. But I'm not going to go that route or anything there for that. But let's look at the SmackDown side. Let me finish out the people in the Raw side. Drew McIntyre's in it. Ricochet, Cesaro, and Samoa Joe. So the matches on Raw are going to be Samoa Joe versus Cesaro, Ricochet versus Drew McIntyre, Cedric Alexander versus Sami Zayn, and The Miz versus Baron Corbin. And then on SmackDown, we have Kevin Owens, Elias, who are going to be in the match, Ali and Buddy Murphy, which, man, if anybody watched their 205 Live matches, this match is going to deliver. We got Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. So I'm like, okay. yeah, so we have them two going at it. Okay. I guess he was calling him Shorty. And there's also been a rumor that Vince McMahon wants to call Chad Gable Shorty G. Why? Does this man have a pen and paper and is able to write stuff? It's beyond me. When you hear stuff like, when you hear shit like that. Let it be. Do like the Beatles saying, let it be. And then you got Apollo Crews versus Andrade. A lot of little storylines there with Apollo Crews and Andrade there. Let's go through the tournament. I'm going to go with Samoa Joe beating Cesaro. Poor Cesaro. I would not be mad if Cesaro went on in this tournament here. Samoa Joe versus Drew McIntyre. This is tough. I'm going to go Samoa Joe in the first round over Cesaro. Ricochet was just United States champion. Drew has not done anything. Drew McIntyre is going to go on in that match against Ricochet. Cedric Alexander versus Sami Zayn. I'm going to go Cedric in that match. And then Baron Corbin versus The Miz. I'm going to go The Miz. I'm going to go to Miz. Baron Corbin's done so much. He's been in almost, I think he was in two main events. He's wrestled for the Universal title three times. He does not need any more rub. I think The Miz wins that one and goes on there. On the blue brand side, Kevin Owens versus Elias. Kevin Owens got to move on there. Buddy Murphy and Ali. I'm going to go Buddy Murphy in that one. Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. I'm going to go Chad Gable. And then Apollo Crews and Andrade. I'm going to go Andrade. And then in the second round, I'm gonna, Drew McIntyre versus Samoa Joe. I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre. Cedric Alexander versus The Miz. This is entertaining here. This is interesting. This is very interesting here. I'm going to go with Cedric beating The Miz in a really good match to showcase The Miz. If he has somebody in the ring with him, he can always deliver. Look at the matches he had with Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. He delivered in those matches. So I'm going to go with Cedric, but I'm going to go with Cedric in this match. I think they really want to push Cedric a little bit here. Then on the blue brand, Buddy Murphy and Kevin Owens. I feel they're going to try to screw Kevin Owens out of this match here. This is where Buddy Murphy can move on in this match. So I'm going to go Buddy Murphy moving on from Kevin Owens. And then Chad Gable versus Andrade. I'm going to go Andrade. And then on the semifinal for Raw, Cedric and Drew McIntyre. I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre. I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre in the finals instead of Cedric. Just because they need to do something with Drew McIntyre. Then on SmackDown, I'm going to put Andrade over Buddy Murphy. Then you're going to get Andrade versus Drew McIntyre. A rematch from their NXT title match where Drew McIntyre got hurt. Andrade became the NXT champion. So the finals will be Andrade versus Drew McIntyre. Then Drew McIntyre gets his revenge. Drew McIntyre is your king of the ring. You need to do something with Drew McIntyre. You have to. He's one of your biggest stars. The other guys, they're... I just feel like Kevin Owens can get over on without being king of the ring. Buddy Murphy puts on good matches. He'll get recognized that way. Andrade, him being in the finals will be good for him. Cedric putting on good matches. The Miz don't need it. Baron Corbin doesn't need it. Sami Zayn doesn't need it. Ricochet technically does not need it. Samoa Joe and Cesaro could use it to help a push. But if you want to push somebody more than anybody, it's need to be Drew McIntyre. And Drew McIntyre becomes King of the Ring. And then he can challenge Seth Rollins to become the Universal Champion. Write it down right there. There's my prediction for King of the Ring. Drew McIntyre wins King of the Ring going that route. All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of their Monday. Remember to follow me on Instagram. Also, remember to follow me on Twitter. At the Hill Yenzer, Instagram at the Hill Yenzer. Also, make sure you're following me on the Facebook page. Got a little bit of changes going on with the Facebook page. We're not just going to be talking wrestling. We're going to be talking fantasy stuff. We're also going to be covering. I'm going to try to cover the Steelers this year. Cover the games and just talk about the games after the games. I'll probably bitch a lot. I really don't want to cover the Pirates right now because I don't want to drink and my mom does not want me to become an alcoholic. So I'm not going to talk about the Pirates. It was really cool if anybody watched the Little League. They played at the Little League's field last night. The uniforms were real cool. They got to sit with all the fans and the kids and everything at the Little League World Series. So that was cool. Them losing 7-1 was not cool. I feel like they put the team that who can the really good team beat down so we can get some runs. It's like, oh, the Pirates. We'll put them against the Pirates. But that was real cool. I really like the uniforms. Their jerseys. I really need to find one of them jerseys. Those look really cool. But yeah, I'm going to talk about some Pittsburgh stores. We're gonna try it out with Steelers and fantasy football this year. So while I'm down here at the beach, doing some little relaxation from coming back from the beach and everything like that. We'll talk some fantasy football. I'm going to get been putting some stuff together here, my top 10s for each position. So maybe I'll do that podcast maybe Wednesday, maybe do that. And then we'll talk a little bit about SmackDown Raw this week also as well on Friday probably there. But guys, enjoy the rest of your, have a great week. Enjoy your rest of your Monday. Hope everybody didn't have the Monday blues at work. Until we talk again, peace.